Welcome everyone to the Creativity Cocktail. As always, we are thrilled for you to listen to our most recent podcast that we'll have here. Remember, the opinions and ideals presented in these podcasts are those of the authors alone and in no way represents the opinions of our organization. As we go through the year, we wanted to take a couple of moments and really share with you some of the goals that we've got for not just the remainder of the year, but for the future. And our number one is to have 100 creatives here in Atlanta or across the world be part of our podcast. So if you're a creative person, you can help us achieve this goal. We've just passed the quarter of that mark, and we believe that we can get that accomplished here in the very near future. Number two, we're going to have a Rising Tides charity full-day forum at the beginning of 2020, where we'll have people talk about how they spark their creativity. We'll have writers, artists, public speakers, and others that are part of that. Please get down with that. We'll need sponsors, we'll need volunteers, and we'll also need people who will be part of it, presenters, etc. So please get down with that. Send us an email at info@risingtidescharity.org or podcast@risingtidescharity.org and get more information about it, and we'll love to have you be part of it. And our third goal is to set the foundation for our first creative mission that we'll be doing hopefully by the end of 2020, early 2021, where we'll be taking all of the creative skills that we know of in regards to our team and those that are around us and take it to somewhere else that are struggling not only with the personal needs of a day-to-day human being, and that includes things like food and shelter, but also spending some time to help them, to educate them on some of the creative things that we and the Rising Tides community do. So we would love for you to be part of that. We hope to take a nice complement of people to be part of that that mission, that first ever mission. So those are some of our goals for this year. As always, listen to this podcast. You will love it. Please subscribe. Please send us comments, whether it's on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, all of the various platforms, to let us know how we're doing. We love the fact that we are able to share some great people around our community and what they're doing. So enjoy this podcast, and we look forward to talking to you again at the Creativity Cocktail powered by the Rising Tides Charity. Hello, everyone. This is Winston with the Creativity Cocktail here for another amazing podcast where we talk to creatives all over Atlanta and the world about what they're doing and how that can help spark someone else's creativity, especially when they're dealing with things in their lives. Today, we have someone who has been so powerful in our community. She is multifaceted. She actually exemplifies what we talk about when we talk about the Creativity Cocktail, where she has skills in multiple disciplines, as well as acting and singing and that kind of thing. Before I introduce her, I just want to tell her thank you from the bottom of my heart. She portrayed a role in one of my most recent productions, where she not only was a phenomenal member of the cast, but she also opened up the show with a beautiful rendition. So everybody, wherever you are, put your hands together and let's welcome Miss Angel Henderson. Angel L. Henderson.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you very much.
So
I have to say right off the bat that you feel like I am the best, but I can do nothing less than excel in your eyes. So I appreciate that so much. You always make me feel like I am just on top all the time. So really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. And there's really a good reason for that. I have seen Angel in several productions beyond our own phenomenal production. She has done several things here in Atlanta that has just been so great. I saw her in a film. I saw her on stage. She is all over and she's making big things happen. So Angel, take a couple of moments here and tell the audience here who have yet to see you a little bit about yourself and some of the things that you're up to.
So again, I'm Angel L. Henderson. I am originally from Jacksonville, Florida. Moved here in 2011. And I don't know that I had a plan to begin an acting career when I got here, but I was just open to whatever Atlanta had to offer and whatever direction God was leading me in. And honestly, This all began in church, to be real honest. I was sitting next to someone newly membered at a church, and I was singing during praise and worship, and that person just happened to be a playwright. And after service, was like, hey, I listened to you singing. I'm a playwright. I would love to invite you out to a rehearsal just to see if this would be something you're interested in. And from there, I just kind of got an interest in acting and started finding out, you know, ways to audition for different stage plays. And it just so happened when I was auditioning, I kept getting roles. And I don't know, it just kind of became a thing from there.
Wow. That's so amazing that you just, how that happens, right? Like,
absolutely.
It's so incredible. Woo. So tell us about some of the things you've done recently. So tell us something about some of those things.
So I have a huge theater background since I've been here. I've done several stage plays here. Most recently, I participated in the Atlanta Black Theater Festival with Anthony Page from Blue Bistro Creative. He did his play Somewhere in Somerville. And for me, I would say that particular play just kind of stretched me as an actress, because it required so much vulnerability. It required so much commitment and dedication to the craft, where I think that things normally came naturally to me. I had to dig for this particular character to portray what he was looking for, and I was really specific and particular about giving Anthony what he wanted, or at least getting as close to it as possible. Right. So that was like a huge moment for me, a huge role for me. And just to be there at Atlanta Black Theater Festival and have so many people come and support, that was awesome. And then shortly after that, of course, I did your production.
That was awesome.
And as I said at that time, I think that was the most fun I had with the cast. We were just a bunch of crazy people who got together doing what we love to do. And we had so much fun doing that. It would take forever to talk about all the things I have done. But I'll say since that time, I really focused my attention on honing my craft, because I do or have made strides to move into film and television as opposed to just doing theater. Theater will always be the biggest part of me. I'm a huge fan of theater. I'm a huge fan of Black literature and Black art and culture.
Yes.
And I think that all of the greats who we see on film have done theater, have come from a theater background, and they always go back to their first love. So that will always be there. But I do want to make this transition into film and television. So that's my focus now.
That's awesome. I know I did see you in a film. What was that? Nocturnal? Was that the name of it? I think that's the name.
Nocturnal, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I think that was done by some of our friends from Georgia, somewhere, South Georgia.
Mm-hmm. She is from Camilla, Georgia, which is a super small town that I had never even heard of. Oh. But she's been in Atlanta for a few years. So her and her significant other, he is a filmmaker as well. They just kind of got together, wrote a script, developed this entire theory, and had, you know, auditions, and it went from there. It was awesome. It was awesome to be a part of a full feature film. That was my first full feature film. Everything else I've done before that time had been short film. So this was really cool to be a part of.
That's cool. I think this is a pretty good opportunity to mention something that we've been working on. So since the play that you were in, Super Loser, has actually been worked on for a number of years, we have we are putting together the documentary about how we put it together from beginning to end. And so we've enlisted a couple of directors to do that. And you obviously will be in it at some point, because you've been very instrumental in helping us get to this point. So look for that, and you know, you might get called and asked to do a little interview at some point. So,
that would be great. Okay.
which I know you will totally crush, as always. So let me ask you, since you mentioned these things that you've been around, and I know you were in another production, what was that, Joe Turner?
Yes. Which is actually, that's the production you saw me in. Okay.
Yes.
So, yes. Joe's Son is Coming On.
Yeah.
Was the production I did with another, you had come to see Cornelius in that particular production.
Yeah. And then you and I, we were in something else. What were we doing? We were in a collective of some, putting together some theater folks.
Correct. And just so happy. And so, at that particular meeting, and you asked me to be a part of Super Losers, so I was super honored. It's always an honor to have someone see me do what I do, and then from there decide, oh, I want to connect to you, or oh, I want you to be in this production with me. And that has happened quite a bit over the last year. I would say for 2018, for everything I did not audition once. It was simply people haven't seen me or people haven't heard about me and someone really just kind of driving home the point that this is who you want on your team. So that has truly been a blessing. I'm so glad that, you know, people believe in me that much and believe in what they've seen or even just what they've heard to call me and be willing to work with me. That has been super great.
You know how that happens. That is your spirit, which is people are feeling it. And they know when they see it and they know you, they're like, this person is, you know, someone that they have to be involved in, that has to be involved with what they're doing. And, and as you know, that doesn't always happen. So you know, you're emanating something to the rest of the world and people you encounter. That's just radiant and wonderful.
Thank you very much.
So, you've been around the community. Tell us about it. Tell us about how do you feel about what's going well in the Atlanta community since you've been here from Jacksonville. Some of the opportunities that may exist. Tell us your thoughts on those things.
I will say, my experience has been everyone is so welcoming. Everyone is so willing to share information, so willing to, give you information on auditions, connect you with people that they know. And I think, honestly, that has been my end. Somebody else has worked with me or met me somewhere and said, hey, I got a connection that you need to make. I want you to meet this person. I want you to do this. And even there's been conversations where I may talk to someone. They're like, oh, I really need you to connect with somebody. And then I may connect with that person before, you know, the other person gets to have a conversation with them. And it's like, oh, this is the person I wanted you to meet anyway. So I've noticed that while there are a ton of people who want to act and who are acting in Atlanta, the community seems very small. You keep running into the same actors that you work with on a project, you know, over here, I've done a film with you, I've done a play with you, or we did, you know, a song together, or it's big, but it's really small. Like, those people who continue at it, because there are a lot of people who may start, may get discouraged, or may venture off on a different path, but those people who continue to push forward in it, we keep running into each other and working with each other over and over again. And that's encouraging. We build each other up.
Yeah.
We keep each other encouraged. And we root for one another. We genuinely are happy when one of us gets on. Because we know it's just a matter of time before that happens for the next person and the next person and the next person. So that's what I love about this acting community so much. When you meet genuine people, you meet genuine people and they love you for who you are. And they're going to support you. They're going to encourage you. They're going to introduce you to folks. And it's just been great. It really has been great. Not to say that there aren't any moments that aren't questionable, but the majority of my experience has been great.
That is amazing. You're right. The degrees of separation from anybody in this community is very small. You know, if you say, hey, I know such and such, and somebody say, oh, I know him too. And then next thing you know like 10 of the same people in a quick conversation.
Exactly.
It goes really quick. I got a tough question for you. So,
okay.
Are you ready?
Let's see if I get an answer. I think so.
So the tough question is, like, when you're preparing to create or to go on stage or to work on your craft in any way, what is it that you do? Do you go into a certain mindset? Do you prepare a certain way? Do you use a tool of any kind, whether it's you know, something tangible or intangible. What do you do to get ready to be a creative soul?
Oh, honestly, I can say off the bat, I don't use a tool of any kind. There are no methods that I've learned. I know that, you know, different people train with different coaches, acting coaches, and they learn different methods of doing this and that. And I have not. Quite honestly, my training just began probably about 3 years ago. And that was so that I could make the transition into film and television. So everything I've done on stage, I honestly just bring myself to the character. Like, how do I relate to this character? How do I see her? What would I do in this situation? I mean, it kind of, you know, you talk to the director or the playwright, you get a feel for what they want from the character. And as much as possible, you try to get as close to that as you can. I would say mainly, especially if it's the character that maybe I've not portrayed before, I honestly pray. I ask God for guidance on something. When I feel like that's what I need, then I'll do that. But other than that, I show up. And I just kind of, I just am the best that I can be in that particular role.
That is great to tell. That's great to share your vantage point, because, you know, everyone's vantage point is different, and you being able to share how you jump into it, I am sure that kind of sparks you and gets you excited, because it allows you to be spontaneous with whatever role you're portraying, and flexible.
Absolutely.
It sounds like those things are happening. So let's talk about something that that I think you can probably really help the audience with. So when you think about people that you've encountered, you know, it was so cool to hear you say that you've been doing this for 3 years, because you couldn't tell. I thought you'd been doing this all your life. I couldn't tell in 3 years. So that's pretty phenomenal. Who has inspired?
Well, I've been training for 3 years. I actually started acting here in 2012.
Oh.
So
that makes sense.
It's been a little bit over that time, right? But I mean, my training started within the last three years, and that was just, like I said, to make this transition to film and television. Because, of course, what we don't realize a lot of time when we have a heavy theater background is that that doesn't translate well into film and television. It's not the same thing. It's not the some of the bigger things you would do on the stage does not work for film and television. So I'm kind of learning how to pull back.
Yeah, I'm gonna ask
you, portray a real character for TV.
I'm gonna ask you a question I've never asked anyone on a podcast before. So, when you think about, like, your dream role, this could be something that's already happened, like a film, a theater production that's already occurred, or something that would occur. What is that dream role for Angel?
Oh my goodness. I don't know that I have ever thought about that. A dream role, though?
Yeah, like some movie that you've seen, you say, oh my gosh, I wish I could be her.
I don't know that I've ever seen any movie and said, I wish that I could be her. I will say that because I was raised with a mother who had a drama background, and we grew up with Black literature, Black poetry, Black art, Black culture in our home. Something that edifies one or all of those things, like I'm so into, you know, things from August Wilson or Lorraine Hansberry, or just all of those Black writers from periods long before I was even born. I love their work. And I think if I could actually portray what they envisioned when they wrote it, bring that to life, I think that would be more satisfying than anything I've done. Like,
that is...
I'm going to do it. And I think somehow, since my mom has gone on to be with Lord, I think if there's any chance, you know, if people say your family's looking down on you from heaven, if there's any chance that I could be that person for her to make that moment shine for her, I would love to do that. I would love to do it.
Well, I can tell you this, that every role that you do and everything that you portray is a celebration of the love for your mom. So sorry about your loss, but you are celebrating her every moment of your life.
I agree. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You are welcome. You have been so, so helpful to me and to this community. I got a couple of last questions for you. The first one is, if someone was interested in contacting you and learning more about you and your path and your journey and, you know, and potentially roles, what's the best way for people to contact you?
The best way to contact me would be, you can contact me on Instagram at I Am Angel Henderson, or you can contact me on my Facebook page, which is Angel L. Henderson on Facebook.
That is awesome. And the last question, now this is the toughy one of all of them. This is the grand poobah of questions. So
okay.
So say someone is listening to today or listening when this podcast gets uploaded, and it's the first podcast they've ever heard and the first time they've ever heard your voice, and they say to themselves, I love what Angel is saying. How do I get started? How do I reignite my passion and my purpose and my creativity? What is some advice you would give to that person?
So interesting, because I have a young lady who reached out to me, and I think she's probably like in her teens or maybe just entering her 20s, who was asking these same types of questions. How do we get started? What are some of the advice that you have for me? First and foremost, I would advise that you really think hard. I know everyone doesn't pray, but pray about whether or not this is the path that you want to go on. And I say that because this is not an industry where you can have thin skin. You cannot be in your feelings and sensitive about this at all. While this is your art and this is your craft, there are always levels to learning and growing and getting to, you know, that Oscar win. You have to be open to criticism, and it's not going to always be pretty. So you first and foremost got to ask yourself, are you ready to hear hard truth? Are you ready to understand that your look, your height, your build, your tone, you know, the way that you speak, everything that makes you you is not going to always be impressive or what the next person is looking for. And so you cannot get offended because what you bring to the table is not what they want to eat. So that's the first thing I would say. If you're going to do it, you got to be ready for the good, the bad, and the ugly.
That is great.
So once you decide that, then I started in theater, and I don't necessarily think that people have to. It's just a good way to get your foot in the door. It's an easy way to get your foot in the door, I would say, because there are so many opportunities for those who've never acted before to audition and get a role in a stage play. And I think that I think doing theater helps you to grow. It helps you become comfortable with the character and knowing what to do with the character. It gives you the opportunity to expand the character in some regard. But I just feel like it's an easy foot in the door to start off acting. It's a way that you can build your resume. Yeah. And from there, you begin making connections and you'll begin to hear the buzz about film and television and what you can do to get into film and television.
Yeah.
Some people start out as an extra.
Right.
That's, you know, up to you. But you definitely have the opportunity. Google is your best friend. So you can always look for opportunities for stage plays or film and television. Facebook has a lot of groups that have information about acting, whether it's film, television, or theater. And if you feel like film and television is the way you want to go, you definitely want to set up an access tech page and take the necessary steps to get to an agent. That might require you getting some training. More than likely, I would recommend getting training. It's going to require you getting headshots. It's going to require you, building your resume at least slightly so an agent knows exactly who they're getting in the door.
That is great.
And from there...
That's great. You gave some great practical stuff for, like, the thing I love about what you said is that someone who's never heard you before or heard about it and they're ready to go, now you've given them some real tangible roadmap in regards to what to do next. That is great. And I think you believe the same thing that I believe, that when you're acting on stage, there are like no takes. Mm-hmm. There's no takes. There's no one's going to say, cut, let's do it again. You've got to be ready. You've got to be ready to go. And the other thing you said about having thick skin, I was recently learned that one of the things that's interesting about us as human beings is that a lot of times we end up telling stories about what's happened. So say someone says, hey, you don't fit the role or you don't fit this. Instead of us just moving on, like you suggested, a lot of us will just sit there and go, well, that means that I'm not good enough or I'm not great or something like that. Stop telling ourselves stories. You know, we tell ourselves a lot of stories. They ain't got nothing to do with the reality. You just didn't fit that thing. Angel, you are wonderful. We love you. You are amazing. I hope to work with you. Work with you again, because you are just a great, great spirit. And I hope that you join the podcast again. I really do.
Absolutely. I would love to.
So everyone that's...
I would love to. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. So,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So everyone that's out there, Angel L. Henderson is amazing. You know, one of these days, what you did in regards to the way you kicked off our most recent theater production, it'll be out there. I just got to get the license and fees together. But one day it'll be out there for productions. I think it'll make it to the documentary. She is a great talent. If you're looking for a phenomenal actress and creative, this is Angel L. Henderson. The creativity cocktail is here for us all to get together and to mix.
Absolutely.
And to mix and to talk about how we can all make the mixture of each one of our ingredients to make a beautiful, beautiful, tangible drink that the world will love. So we hope that you join us. Remember, we're on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Podbean, Facebook. We're all of these places where you can take time and listen into what we're saying and listen to our great guest. Remember, we've got webinars that are coming up soon that you can sign up for. Some are free. They're limited. So if you go to risingtidescharity.org, you'll be able to see those. Again, Angel, thanks again for joining the Creativity Cocktail powered by the Rising Tides Charity.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it.